This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1543. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 16th, another country quitting shortwave. Also Bangladesh, Bear, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, CAR, China, CR, Czechia, DR, El Sal, Eritrea, Guam, India, Japan, Korea, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Switzerland, Turkey, UK, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ulmarkvik in Sweden reports on Bangladesh Betar, 4750. It was mostly strong on 9 December from 1350 UT with South Asian music, alternating male and female singers and interview commercials, and at 1430 news in Bengali. He says programs start with Salam Aleikum. There's interference from China at times, but Bangladesh always is stronger until after 15 UT when the Chinese station takes over. He also looked for the external service from Bangladesh on 7250, but nothing was heard when Vatican Radio was taking a pause 1750 to 1830. Bangladesh believed not currently operating their external service. It used to have English starting at 1845. Here's a challenging radio country if you're beyond Norway. It's Bear Island, B-E-A-R. Reported by Jer Stokeland in Norway to a publication on the other side of the world, New Zealand DX Times. And also reminds us there's still some activity on 2182 kilohertz, that maritime calling frequency. November 25th at 2204 UT, he heard Bear Island Meteo announcing a weather forecast would be on another frequency, 1757 kilohertz. He says this was in English and Norwegian. Bear Island is between Svalbard, or Spitsbergen, and mainland Norway. He says it used to be called Bear Island Radio when he worked there in the 1980s, but now it's Bjørnøya Meteo. And he links to a blog, which includes some nice pictures of the station. You can find the link in the new DX Listening Digest 10-50 via worldofradio.org. Martin Kroot in the Netherlands reports Belarus on yet another 49-meter band frequency, 5950, both December 10th and 11th at 1250 UT. It was parallel to 6040 and 6010, previously unidentified. One explanation could be that 5950 is a leapfrog mixing product of yet another Belarus transmitter on 6070, over 6010, another 60 kilohertz down the band. In Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports Radio Patria Nueva in La Paz, Bolivia, 6025, December 8th from 0352 to 0402, with Spanish romantic music, some on the flute, and an ID as Radio Patria Nueva and patrianueva.com, thanking people for listening. A weak signal even in São Paulo, Brazil. In North America, the Latin we usually hear on 6025 at that time is Radio Manicer, Dominican Republic, when it is on the air later than usual. But we now have evidence that the Bolivian is also active. Many of the Brazilian shortwave stations have a very hard time staying right on the proper frequency. From Mangawai, New Zealand, Brian Clark reports on 9588.05, Radio Globo São Paulo, at 0424 on the 26th of November. It's supposed to be on 9585. Yet another station, which is sold out to preachers in Portuguese, and it was parallel to another one carrying the same program on 9564.97. An excellent program on CBC is coming back for a new season in January, The Age of Persuasion, the one produced by Terry Riley about the advertising business. It returns on January 8th, according to their Facebook page, via Clara Listensprechen. It'll be at 11:30 a.m. local time on CBC Radio 1 across Canada on Saturdays and repeated Thursdays at 2:30 p.m. Jim Hocking of the ICDI Missionary Organization serving the Central African Republic says it's being featured on ABC News 2020, Friday evening, December 17th. They run a radio station on 6030 and possibly 3390, which is almost impossible to DX abroad. And actually, the radio station is only a minor part of their organization. I wouldn't be surprised if it's never even mentioned on the TV feature about the missionary organization. They have a charity water campaign, which one must admit is probably more important. Besides propagation, here's an explanation why we've not been hearing much Firedrake in our mornings, the all-musical jamming from China, as we used to a few months ago. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring and has picked up many of the frequencies we used to hear in the morning, actually on the air in the evening, that is, in the morning in China. He heard between 0134 and 0200 UT December 14th, 10970, 11050, 11500, 12970, 13970, 14700, 15900, 16970. And the old standby, 8400, also on the air, but not in parallel to the others. Of course, the scheduling of these jammers is actually determined by when their victim decides to broadcast, that is, Sound of Hope. Last week, we reported that Radio Republica, the private clandestine for Cuba, had suspended its broadcasts via WRMI and via Sackville. However, all along, they've had a low-power transmitter somewhere else, believed to be in Guapiles, Costa Rica. And that transmission seems to have been extended. We have a number of reports of it on varying around 5954.2. It was heard by Acker Peterson in Denmark, December 12th at 0150 to 0205. I've also been hearing it much later in the evening, around 0630. At that time, it has a heterodyne from Radio Netherlands via Portugal, which is on exactly 5955. And so far, I'm not hearing any jamming during these later broadcasts, which may well be on the air all night, reported as an unidentified Martin Groot in Netherlands on 5954.24, December 11th at 0907 to 0944. On-the-spot reports in Spanish. It's clear of Radio Netherlands after 0900. But WYFR is always a problem on 5950. Our big bad news last week was that Radio Prague in Czechia will completely stop shortwave broadcasting at the end of January. We weren't sure whether it would continue producing programs for other media, but that does seem to be the case. Alan Pennington in the British TX Club checked what they were saying about it on their Facebook page, and they say the details of the budget are still being discussed. At present, broadcasting will continue in all six languages via the Internet, satellite, and partner stations. One of those might very well be WRMI, actually keeping them on shortwave 9955, but that is not yet confirmed. Regarding Bolivia on 6025 and the other Latin American station on the frequency, its sign-off time varies considerably, but Brian Alexander heard Radio Amanecer Internacional, Dominican Republic, December 11th, going off at 0320, and they were 90 hertz on the high side of the frequency. Remember Radio Farabundo Martí, the clandestine station for El Salvador, run by the insurgent FMLN? It has evolved into a community radio station called Radio Sumpul, S-U-M-P-U-L, on FM 92.1, thanks to Yimer Gaviria in Colombia for a couple of stories about this. It seems it's fallen on hard times recently with some technical problems, but they are once again on the air. And furthermore, they have a sister station in the U.S., which has been helping them out, WERU-FM. It is in East Orland, Maine. Now, about the Eritrea-Ethiopia radio war, and especially as it affects the 40-meter ham band, Brian Clark in New Zealand on December 14th tells us Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea is now using the 7100 to 7200 range in earnest, with the usual strong signal on 7175, accompanied by parallels 7120, 7165, and 7185, all at 1750 UT, 12 December. No jamming evidence since Ethiopia stopped using this range a month or two back. And more about this from Torsten Hallmann in Germany, proprietor of the Africa List. He says, on Sunday, December 12th, I tried to find out what the weak signal really was on 7165. I believe Ethiopia was on 7235 and approximately 9559.9, the latter signing off around 1801. The other one interfered and inaudible at 1800. I found the three carriers on 7165, 7120, and 9700 signing off one by one at 1803, in intervals of approximately 10 seconds. 7120 and 9700, recently used by Eritrea, parallel 7175 as we know, but unable to make out any audio today. Probably 7165 is another weak Eritrean transmitter. No chance to find out if 5955 was also on. I have not heard any noise jamming recently on any of these channels, nor frequency changes of the Eritrean transmitters. On Monday, the 13th of December, the same pattern with three carriers on 7165, 7120, and 9700, signing off in that order, but approximately 30 seconds later than yesterday. 9700 was definitely parallel to 7175, the others too weak to figure out some audio within all the local noise. Another week, and news of another country planning to close down shortwave, though most of us have never been able to hear this one, Greenland. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark provided the news on the Hardcore DX group, among others. The date will be February 11th, 2011, at 8 a.m. local time. All medium wave stations carrying KNR, Radio Greenland, will be switched off for good and the transmitters dismantled. Also, the relays of KNR twice daily via shortwave 3815 will also cease. After that date, KNR will only be available via low-power FM radio in inhabited areas of Greenland. No coverage of the country outside towns and villages. And KNR will no longer be available for fishermen at sea, nor the Inuit population in Canada. The transmitters are getting old and too costly to maintain, and very few people are using the medium-wave transmissions. Weather forecasts will be available for fishermen and others via VHF coastal radio. It was considered replacing the aging medium-wave transmitters with one or two new shortwave transmitters, but it was estimated it would cost 4 megakrona to establish such a new operation, and few listeners would invest in a shortwave receiver. The quality would be doubtful, suffering from atmospheric phenomena, so those plans were given up. Meanwhile, Anker Petersen in Denmark proper continues to hear Greenland, 3815 USB, both the 10th and 11th of December, on the air between 2101 and 2214 UT, mostly in Greenlandic, with flute music and jingles, but news in Danish at 2200. One can never be sure whether the AFN radio transmitter on Guam will be on the air or not, but it has been the last few days, as monitored by Ron Howard in California and myself, and also by Anker Petersen in Denmark, 5765 upper sideband, heard at least December 10th through 14th. In fact, on the 14th, it was better than usual here at 1405 as they were starting Dr. Joy Brown's talk show. You're tuned for the 1543rd World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Gershman, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Another week and another wrong frequency reported from All India Radio, a missed punch, obviously. The Imphal station, IMPHAL, is supposed to be on 4775, but Joe's Jacob in India found them on 4755, December 12th at 11:25. They were playing Christmas carols a few minutes later. It's continued to be reported on that frequency the next day in the morning, but by the evening they were back on 4775. Thanks to the timely tip from Joe's, Ron Howard in California also heard them on the wrong frequency, December 12th between 1307 and 1512. We never hear a note of classical music on the Voice of America and suspect there are none. However, NHK World Radio Japan has almost an hour of Western classical music every Saturday evening North American time, Sunday morning over there, and we were hearing it again on December 11th between 23 and midnight UT, not only via Bonaire on 17605 but direct on 11665. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the All India Radio transmitter in Srinagar, also known as Radio Kashmir, on 4950. He says the sign-on and off times vary as much as 4 to 5 minutes, but on December 13th, the span was from 0122 until 0213 UT. They also signed off at the same time the day before. He says the format also varies. Sometimes they do not play the national song at opening if they're a bit late. They had two segments with a series of what sounded like commercials. Went off the air suddenly. The audio was distorted. Reception best on upper side band due to the Angola carrier on the low side of 4950. He says this reception is only possible for me in the wintertime. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports a frequency change for one of the many clandestines for North Korea, Voice of Wilderness, via Babcock facilities. At 13 to 1330 UT via Tajikistan, it's on 6275, replacing 12130. But it's parallel to a full hour broadcast at 13 to 14 on 9725. Not only do we have Shokaze currently on 5985 between 14 and 1430 UT in English a couple of days a week, which is run by a private organization, COMJAN, there's also an official Japanese government service about the same subject, namely Japanese citizens abducted by North Korea. It's called Furusato no Kaze. Ron Howard in California has been hearing it too. It's on 9780 variable via Taiwan on the air December 11th between 1558 and 1630. It's in Japanese only, apparently, but he has heard references to it on the other one, Shokaze, in what they call a message from the Japanese government referring to a program somewhere in the 9,000 kilohertz range, and this must be it. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been monitoring La Voix du Sahel, Niger, currently active, on 9704.99 for a good 2 hours after Ethiopia signs off at 2100, heard December 9th until sign-off at 2258, with indigenous vocals, vernacular talk, also some French, flute music, choral tribal music, U.S. pop music, Euro pop music, Quran shortly before sign-off at 2252, and a national anthem at the end and a tone test. This was December 9th, 10th, and 11th, the sign-off varying as late as 2302. The Radio Nigeria Abuja transmitter seems to be staying on 7275 now, even though it's blocked by Tunisia, until that always signs off at exactly 0627. We can hear a weak signal interfering, and then when this frequency is clear of Tunisia, it's still a very weak signal with hardly any modulation, but believed to be Abuja, Nigeria. Reported with better reception by Acker Peterson in Denmark, but it's no better than we get it, apparently, for Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. He hears it as late as 0720. The situation is better in Brazil, where Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports it with little interference as early as 0552. Meanwhile, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania also reports fair to good reception of the new service into Nigeria via RMI called Hamada Radio International. in the Hausa language via Wertachtel, Germany, signing on at 0530, December 10th on 7350. This is Monday through Friday only. Also heard opening their next broadcast at 14 UT, December 10th on 17485, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. Another demonstration of how widely reception conditions can vary. Trying to hear the English hour from Oman on 15140, including news around 1430 UT, all reported on December 13th. Wolfgang Büschel says it was just above threshold, lousy propagation conditions. I also was barely able to hear it, which is better than usual. However, in Sweden, Ulmark Vik says it had a good signal, including a Words in Action literary program at 1435. We have two reports of Radio Pakistan, Islamabad, making it to North America on 9340. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports it at 1705 to 1732. In presumed Urdu, it had a strong booming signal. It's supposed to be parallel to 7530, but nothing audible there. And also reported by Harold Sellers, listening mobile in his car in Vernon, British Columbia, December 11th at 1755 with Quran. Then Urdu and fanfare, time pips on the hour mentioning Pakistan and news headlines. A strong signal. Manuel Mendoza in Spain was pleased to hear something other than the wacky wailing preacher on the Radio Victoria, Lima, Peru, 6019.3. December 10th at 0735, they actually had a program of news and comments from correspondents around the country, lasting until 0800. Ron Howard in California enjoyed hearing a relay of Radio Ang Bayan in Manila via Radio Pilipinas, 11730, December 9th, starting at 1730. It's in Tagalog, but there are many words in English mixed in. I also hear some Spanish on his clip. Apparently, this relay occurs on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a program called Talking Points. Ron Howard in California reports GTRK in Magadan, near the eastern tip of Russia, on 5940 with a local program frequently mentioning Magadan at 0219 to 0300 December 9th, 5940 in parallel to 7320. It's scheduled starting at 0210. On December 10th at 0631, I was surprised to hear a loud and clear signal from Voice of Russia in English on 7335. It must be the French Guiana relay, which carries Spanish, normally signing off at 0600. But this has not happened since. It must have been a mistake that left the transmitter on and gave us half an hour or so of audible Voice of Russia English programming, instead of making us try to pull in the weak signals from Eurasia. As Hasegawa in Japan informs us, there's been a frequency change already for one of the transmissions of Radio Free Sarawak, the one via T8WH Palau at 10 to 11 UT. It started on 15680, but since December 11th, it's moved to 15420. Tony Ashar in Indonesia reminds us that it's listed on the WHR schedule as Radio Percuma. Solely due to its unfavorable scheduling, it's difficult to hear the English broadcast from Saudi Arabia in North America. But it was heard by Scott Barber in New Hampshire on 15250, December 6th from 1203 till abrupt sign-off at 1228. Thanks to a tip from Terry Kruger in Florida, who was also hearing it December 12th, also until closing at 1228. Chris Greenway in the UK has more info on that new service to Somalia called Radio Damal, D-A-M-A-L, through his colleagues in Kenya. It's the Somali name for a tree offering shade, meant to suggest perhaps listeners can gather in the shade of Radio Damal. It's broadcasting from the studios of KBC at Broadcasting House in Nairobi, Kenya. Since that is state-owned, it suggests that it has government blessing from Kenya. It is hired 6 hours a day on Babcock transmitters. Any unused time may be filled with relays of BBC. According to the Somali language website Dainil, China is funding Radio Damal. It links this to recent WikiLeaks revelations that China's been providing arms to Kenya to intervene militarily in Somalia. KBC has long had a relationship with China, including daily relays of Chinese radio and TV locally. So this is an extension of that relationship. The schedule, as of 1 month ago now, hope it's still correct, for Radio Damal, was 04 to 07 UT on 15700 via UAE, 1830 to 1930, 11740 via Wolverton, UK, and 1930 to 2130 via UAE on 11970, thanks to Wolfgang Büschel and Sei Chihasegawa. Upon request of Larry Nebron, we're happy to wish a happy birthday, number 65, to Bob Zanotti in Switzerland. From worldbulletin.net via Yimber Gaviria, TRT in Turkey plans to launch a television channel in English next year. They've decided that English is essential to reach the outside world. Although Radio Ukraine International has denied it will be leaving shortwave, Mick Delmage in Alberta was listening to their Saturday mailbag program on December 11th when they announced the program will end soon to be replaced with a different format. They are not getting enough letters and questions to answer. We had not noticed it, but Bill Patalon III in Baltimore says WRNO has been off the air from 7506 variable. So he wrote to the station and received a brief reply on December 14th. Yes, our transmitter is down. We are presently trying to locate the problem. Thanks for checking in. The normal schedule is only 3 hours a day, 02 to 05 UT. Here's my recording of that second harmonic I've been hearing for several weeks from South Carolina on 3160 WPJK, signing on at 1240 UT, December 10th.
This is WPJK. WPJK is now beginning another broadcasting day. WPJK is owned and operated by WPJK to 51 kHz with output power of 1,000 watts. Dial currently on the Telecommunications Commission in Washington, D.C. WPJK Business Office Studio Transmitter in Tower located at 175 Canada Road in Orangeburg. I'm Reverend Pete Palmer, the station manager at WPJK. And now, join us as we begin another broadcasting day. So ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the gospel hymn conductor, Reverend Pete Palmer Jr. I'm the gospel hymn conductor, Reverend Pete Palmer Jr. Step on cold and ride the gospel hymn of the conductor, Reverend Pete Palmer Jr. Step on cold and ride the train.
DX Mix News Bulgaria reports a new schedule for Voice of People, the clandestine for Zimbabwe and English Shona and Ndebele, all 50 kilowatts, 265 degrees via Madagascar. 04 to 05, 11610. 1530 to 1630, 11695. 18 to 19, 9345. But colliding with Radio Bilal until 1830. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 14th. ANK indices peaking at 8 and 3 December 19th. Otherwise mostly 5 and 2 through January 10th. Solar flux, all in the 80s. Except for a peak to 90 December 29th to January 1st. World of Radio 1543 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.